The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Happy Hump Day, Cowboys Nation, and welcome to another episode of Dallas Cowboys Daily here on the Blogging the Boys Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jess Navarez, and hello, good morning, everybody. I hope you all are ready for an amazing day. Today is Wednesday, October 5th. Happy Wednesday, my friends, and we have a lot to discuss, so let's get down to it. Starting with a very tough round of injury news involving veteran deep snapper Jake McQuaid. Nick Eatman tweeting out that McQuaid is likely out for the season with a torn triceps injury. Also saying that the Cowboys worked out some snappers on Tuesday, possibly signing to the practice squad. So definitely keeping a close eye on that. Jake McQuaid is a huge loss for the Cowboys. So of course, sending him all of our well wishes for a quick and speedy, full, healthy recovery. You hate to see any player go down. And Jake McQuaid is no different. Michael Gilkin tweeting out, quote, Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott won't play this Sunday versus the Rams, according to one of his sources. He said his availability is considered not realistic at this stage in recovery, and Cooper Rush is at it again. Will Greer will be the backup. No shocker to anybody who's been paying attention to this situation unravel, and really no shocker after Sunday's broadcast at the Washington game, hearing what Aaron Andrews had to say there about Dak's thumb, even on Sunday. But this actually segues perfectly into what we heard Jerry Jones say on 105.3 The Fan on Tuesday, so let's talk about that. Of course, Jerry was asked about Dak's thumb injury and what the latest update is with that, because we knew he had a doctor's appointment Tuesday morning, so here's what he said.
Well, I know that it's better, and I know that he's... going to go out there every day and make progress toward being able to grip the ball. I don't know that you could ask for better news, technically, physically, and how it's responding, how it's healing, so to speak. And so all of those things are on go, and I don't know that... as we go get by to each day, considering the injury, considering the location of the injury, I don't know that you can make any more progress.
Is he able to grip the football now?
No, not well enough to play.
So after hearing Jerry Jones say that on Tuesday morning, it definitely wasn't surprising by any means to see Michael Gilkin's tweet that we just discussed. But Jerry also discussed what will need to be established other than the grip aspect before Dak can be cleared to play again.
Well, it would include getting a lot of reps with the first unit. It include going through practices and seeing serious... not serious, it's all serious, but just seeing what you deal with in your meetings during the week, you'd take that to the practice field and see it practiced on the practice field.
A very good question that was asked on the show was about his decision to start Dak over Tony Romo back in 2016, and what the difference is now with Dak and Cooper Rush, considering Cooper's on a hot streak. So here's what he had to say about that alleged quarterback controversy.
The team was following Dak, as well as our fans, but the team was really into Dak, and so you really were changing momentum, And right now, you're seeing it build after these three ball games, but you don't have the tenured success that you had when you made the decision about whether to go with Dak or Romo.
And when he was asked if there was any factor that could change his mind about allowing Dak to return in as QB1 when he's ready, here's what Jerry Jones had to say.
So is there an amount of games or a record or a win streak that would change the plan this year?
No. 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 I think as I see it right today.
Lastly, he was asked about Micah Parsons' health overall, and Jerry had a very short response to this. Take a listen.
Good.
Is he banged
really
up at
good.
All?
As good as you want it to be. Period. And I'm not defensive about it. It's just good. He's young. He's in shape. He's getting a lot of reps. He's amazing, really, when you think of him after a ball game, the kind of energy he's expended out there, the numbers of plays, and the intensity that he plays with on every play. It's amazing, and his health is one of the amazing things.
A young and healthy linebacker. You love to hear it. Moving on now to your Trivia Tuesday answer from yesterday. I asked if you knew what was added to the Dallas Cowboys logo back in 1964. It was a multiple choice answer, so you had a 1 in 4 chance of getting it correct, even if you just guessed. Was it the word Cowboys, a white line and blue border, or a Mustang, or a gray circle? If you guessed the white line and blue border, you are correct. The blue star was originally just a solid shape until 1964, when the white line and blue border were added. The logo has remained sitting pretty and looking the same ever since. So the more you know. And to keep this Wednesday rolling all along, we have you covered here on the Blog and the Boys Podcast Network with even more awesome podcast episodes dropping. Starting with a new episode of the NFC East Mixtape with RJ Ochoa and Brandon Lee Gowton. That's dropping later today. As well as a new episode of Talking the Star with Connor Livesey and Mark Schofield, also dropping later this afternoon. Make sure to subscribe to the Blog and the Boys Podcast Network wherever you listen to your podcast so you never miss an episode. While you're at it, we would really appreciate a nice review and leaving all 5 stars with that rating, because you're amazing and I know you can leave us a 5-star rating. I can just feel it. You want to go do it. I'm manifesting that you all listening are going to go leave us a 5-star rating. Please and thank you. Of course, go give us a follow on Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok if you haven't already. You can also hit that like button on Facebook or go subscribe to our YouTube channel. And that is officially all I have for you today, my friends. But don't you worry, I'll be back tomorrow morning with even more Dallas Cowboys Daily. Continue to go kill it this week, as I know you always do. We are officially halfway through the work week and just that much closer to another Dallas Cowboys game day, which we already know is the best day of the week. So keep trucking, my friends. You got this. Go have yourself a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, Cowboys Nation.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.